Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Samach Dalet, and we are on Samach Gimel Amabez. As we continue here in the sugyas of Puravu and Shalom Bayis and Perek Haba Al Yevimto, we have a couple of blot left, two more blot left to this perek. Again, remember this month Daf Yomi Shiurim are sponsored in honor of Jonah Kubietzky in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas Gvura by the Kubietzky family. We thank them for their sponsorship. Okay, we will start with the fourth wide line on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We are now right in the middle of the discussions of statements of Ben Sira, from Ben Sira, the apocryphal book that is quoted a few places in Shas that was left out of Tanakh. So, says the Gemara, there are certain wisdom that we can learn from Ben Sira, certain mottos that we could live by. So the Gemara is quoting a few of them that related to issues of marriage, as we have been talking about, and related to that, now we get into other issues as well. So on the fourth wide line, the Gemara says, Al teitzar tzaras machar. Don't worry about tomorrow's issue. Don't be tzaras about tomorrow. There's enough to worry about for today. Don't worry about tomorrow's ki lo seida maye led yom. Because who knows what tomorrow will bring? Shema machar ba ve'inenu. Nimsa mitztayer al ha'olam she'ein shelo. Maybe tomorrow will come ve'inenu. So what does that mean? Either the person will be ve'inenu, or the problem will be ve'inenu. Either way, it's not something that one should worry about now. And ve'nimsa mitztayer al ha'olam. And then it'll come out that he's worrying about an olam she'eino shelo. A world that is not his. Right? The mida of worrying is not a positive mida generally in Yahadus. Right? We do know Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid, Machshalibo Yifal Bara. The Masil Sisharim talks about that pasuk. A person is good for a person always to be worried in one sense, and that is about his avodas Hashem. In Ruchnius, I don't know about worried, but Mefachei Tamid. Always in a state of Mora and Yira, Ashri Adam Mefachei Tamid. But worrying other than that, just about life issues, so again, it's part of life, and we all worry. But the Gemara mentioned that it's shover, right? Anacha is shover, it breaks a person, breaks half a person, all the different Gemaras elsewhere, but Stam worrying could reflect a lack of bitachon. Right, because what am I worrying about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge, and whatever happens is meant to happen. So it's a very high level, but that's what that's part of what Ben Sira is teaching us here. That don't worry about tomorrow's tzaras because it's not in your control. It might not happen, so you know not to focus on. The Aruch HaTzadikim even has an entire perek. Aruch HaTzadikim is an anonymous work that talks all about every perek is a different midah. Shar Achzarias, Shar HaSimcha, but he also has Shar HaDa'aga. Right, the Shara of Wari. So he talks about it. Hada'aga zu amida hi ra'a barov in yaneha. V'hini keres al kol ha'panim. D'chsiv ayaro sam v'hinem zo'afim. V'chsiv. Right, what does Yosef say? Madua panecha ra'im v'yata in chachola. You're not sick? Right, he says to his cellmates. So why is your face ra'im? What are you nervous about? V'amar echa menachachamim. Eini motzi klal ba'anshi nefashos ho'al yono siman da'aga. It's something that we have to, all of us have to work on. That is certainly the da'aga, right? Well, davening is one thing. If the daven for everything. But stam da'aga, nervousness about something that is not in our control. So, says the Aruch HaTzadikim, and says Ben Sira, you know, something that we have to make sure that we try to, raise ourselves to the levels of bitachon. Again, this does not mean that, we're not nervous, again, about our avodas Hashem, right? Even Yaakov Avinu. Right, it says Shem Yigram Hachet. Right, he was nervous about that he wasn't going to be worthy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachas. So there's a balance between the bitachon versus what's in our control and worrying about the brachas. Okay, that is the first statement of Ben Sira for the day. We continue. Mina Rabbi Mitoch Beisacha. Keep the multitudes out of your house. Velo Hakol Tavi Beisacha, and don't bring everyone into your house. Why? What does that mean? The Marsha says, we know there's a mitzvah l'achnas azorchem, right? From Avram Avinu, there's no greater mitzvah, g'dol l'achnas azorchem, Yosef, yakbalas b'nei ashchina, but don't let them into your private areas in your house. And who knows what they're looking for? Have them at your table, invite them in, be nice to them, says the Marsha, but there are certain limits, right? And don't let them into chadrei chadarim. Rabim yihu darshei shlomecha. Have many people who you are friendly with, Darshei Shlomecha, people who seek your shalom, galei sod le'echan mi'elef, but only reveal secrets to one in a thousand. Meaning you don't have to spill everything, all one's private life, to every friend. Right? There's a spouse, and there are certain best friends, but other than that, right, one shouldn't spread it, as the Pasuk in Kohela says, that Ofa Shamayim Yolichas Akol. Right? The birds will take what you say. You think you're selling a secret. Right? The wolves have ears, as the Pasuk could be paraphrased from Kohela. So, again, do the mitzvos, but use your head, says Ben Sira. Amar Rav Asi. Says Rav Asi, the pasuk that we quoted earlier in the sugya, relating to the issue. If you remember, we had a machlokes on the bottom of the previous amud, samach beis and aleph machlokes amuraim, whether a person fulfills puravu if the child predeceases the parent. So one of the opinions Rav Asi said Rav Huna said one is yotze based on Rav Asi. What was Rav Asi? So we have it right here again. Amar Rav Asi in Ben David, but Mashiach is not going to come. Ache yichlu kol neshama shebaguf, until all the neshamas have been emptied out from the spiritual place called guf, until every neshama is born, so the Mashiach is not going to come. Shenemar ki ruach milufanai yatov uneshamos ani asisi. That is why every time a child is born, it's one step closer to the geula. Right? It's not just a personal event, but it is a national event. Right? It's something that when there's a baby and there's a bris. That day, the whole tzibur doesn't say tachanun. Why? Because one little event is not just a personal event, but it relates to all of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Sefer Dvarim, that's a bris, that's why a chasen, right? What does a chasen have to do with the whole tzibur? Right? So the Prima Gadim, I've quoted in the past, Prima Gadim writes that they used to kick the chasanim out of shul so they could say tachanun. Right? Adoras. Right now we try to figure out where the chasanim are davening. But that is the, what is the chasen's personal life have to do with me? I don't even know the chassan. I don't even know who the chassan is. The answer is that a person who is on the first step of marriage, the first step to having a child, that all does relate to the geula ha'asida, and therefore one can affect the tzibur with their personal issues. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, call me she'ein lo osek b'piriyah v'rivya. Anyone who was not osek in Puruvu, the first mitzvah in the Torah, ki'ilu shofech damim, is as if he is a spiller of blood, meaning he can bring a child into the world and he doesn't. Shenemar shofech dama adam ba'adam damo yishafech. Right, the pasuk in Parshas, in the beginning of Bereishis, a person spills blood, ba'adam damo yishafech, v'ksibasre v'atem Puruvu. So, what's the shovek dam adam ba adam? What's a person in a person? We're talking about a child, puravu, right? That's also a makar elsewhere for abortion, the issue of abortion. But right here, shovek dam adam ba adam, and it says puravu, so you see the connection. Somebody does not fulfill puravu on purpose. And again, it does not say kol mi shaloki in puravu. It's kol mi she'eino osek b'piriyah v'rivya. Because again, puravu is not in a person's control totally. One has to at least be osek in it, to try, to involve themselves. Asakta b'piriyah v'rivya. Right? The kiyum is up to Hashem. But a person has to be osek in it, and if not, ki'ilu shofech damim. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, ki'ilu memayit admus. Rabbi Yaakov says, a different formulation, you are lessening the dmus of less selam elokim in the world. Shenemar ki b'selam elokim, asa asa adam. And every person that's not there is less selam alokim. V'ksiv v'asreva, tem puravu v'gomer. So not only is shofech damim, it is memait the demus. And Ben Azai says both. Ben Azai omer, ki ilu shofech damim u'memait ha-demus. It's both. Shenemar v'tem puravu. Says the Me'iri here. What do you mean memait the demus, ma'it selam alokim? Says the Me'iri. Because every person is born, we have no idea the potential that they might reach in their lives. This person might be the Gadol Hador, the child. Who knows what the child could reach? So he says, "How are you?" Kishovir damim ratzal omar shemoneya kodem ayishuv. Number one, you're preventing the population of the world. Va'od shema zehu mon shehu mon o hayabala tachlus ashlemus. Maybe this person is going to be an unbelievable navi. Maybe this child is going to reach amazing heights. Va'asidlihi damos le'el yonim im yavo l'tachlus shlemuso. For we have every child, said in the past, every child we have to look at is a potential Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore we have to know that the Asek B'Puravu is something very unique and very special. Remember Chizkiyahu HaMelech, back in Maseches Brachos Nafyud, right? He was an Asek B'Puravu because he saw La'asid Lavo, then Menashe was going to come from him. And Yeshayahu HaMelech says, that's not your business. right? Bahadi kafshi derachman alam alach, you do the mitzvah. Bahadi mifkadisi ba'aluch alamevid, what you're mitzuveh on, you do. Don't be thinking about what's hidden from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know. So this is that your child's going to be a Rasha, but who knows about your grandchild? Who knows about your great-grandchild? Who knows, even if somebody has Ruach HaKodesh like that, that is not what one is what one is allowed to be involved in. The Aruch Laner says, what's the machlokas about between Memai, Demus, and Shofech Damim? Is there a lumdus behind that? They each have their own formulation. Is it like killing or is it like preventing? Right, that's the real formulation. Says the Aruch Laner, Yesh Lomar, Tahani Tanoi Bahapligi. The Rabbi Lezer, Chashiv Le, Kiilu Shofech Damim, Shehu Mazik Luguf, Shelo Nivra Al Yado, Kiilu Harago. Says if you killed the goof, focus on the goof, right? Preventing something is like killing. That's if you focus on the goof, says Rabbi Lezer. Avol Neshama Eino Mazik, Tehi Nishara B'Ma'ala Salamala. But you're not affecting the neshama, it just doesn't come out. It stays with the Kisi HaKoven. Aval Reb Yaakov Svira Leidadaraba. Ifchahu. It's the opposite. De leguf eino mazik kivan sha'adayin lo nivra. Not affecting the guf. The guf only starts existing when it starts existing. Right? It doesn't exist, but the guf does not exist before fertilization. Vilama she'eno eino yachol lahazik. Ulama she'eno eino yachol lahazik. And to what doesn't exist, you can't be mazik. Aval hadmus mimait. You're not allowing the neshama to achieve its shlemus, to come down to earth, when with bechira chavshis, right? Do what it's supposed to do, and then go back to the kisi akavin with after a fulfilling life. So that's your being mamait mus. Is the focus on the neshama? Isn't a focus on the guf? That's the machlokas. Suggests the Aruch Laner. And then he says maybe it's a machlokas like we have an Erevin, Yoser Tov, Ladam Shenivra, Yoser Mishalo Nivra, or the opposite. Maybe it relates to that machlokas. Those are the two suggestions that the Aruch Laner has. Okay, but now the Gemara is in the middle of a conversation. Benazai just said, yeah, if one's not osik in puravu, so then it's as if he shofech damim, mimai the demus. So they turn to Benazai, and what about you? Amrulo, famous line, Amrulo the Benazai, yesh no eved oresh. Some people give great drushes, and v'noe mekayem, and they're also involved, and they do what they preach. Noe mekayem, v'eino no oresh. Some people, you know, do exactly, they're great tzaddikim, but they don't give great drashas. V'yatah no'ed doresh, v'eino ha'mekayim. But you're giving a great drasha. You're saying, oh, you have to be yosek in puravu, but you're not married. Right? So you're one to speak. What's that about? Amar le'ben azai, uma'eseh, shenafshi chashka batorah. What am I supposed to do? I can't help it, says Ben Azai. My soul is desirous of Torah. Efshar la'olam she'yiskayim ayidei acherim. The world will continue without me, right? I can't. Basically, I can't help it. What does that mean, I can't help it? Says Rabbi Chanan, in Kovet Shiurim Chelik Beis, in Sif Yutes, he says, Mashakasav, Puravu, Vakasha, after he quotes the, actually, he's based on Ben Azai. So let's go back for a step. The Rambam in Ilchos Ishus discusses, not Ben Azai specifically, but the Rambam discusses, I have it here. The Rambam discusses in Hilchos Ishus the issue of being involved in Torah and not getting married. Says the Rambam, Hilchos Ishus Parak Tezvav. Vo'ish mitzuvah peri v'yurov lo ha'isha. We'll get to that by the Shema tomorrow's daf. V'imaya osek v'torah. V'tarud ba. V'haya misyari milisa isha. K'dei shelo yitrak b'mizonos v'yavato min ha'torah. Somebody's involved in Torah and he's worried if once he gets married he's not going to be able to have time to learn. Harizem mutter lehisacher. Person can delay if there's a certain time in history. Why? Sheha osek b'mitzvah pater min ha'mitzvah. V'kol shekein b'talmud Torah. That's his lashon, which is a very controversial line. A whole sugya, hopefully we'll touch on this, but today, usually we think osek b'mitzvah pater min ha'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. By mitzvahs that efshar la'asos de'acherim. Right? When you're learning, oh, I don't have to shake a lulav. I don't have to put on tefillin. I don't have to do that. I'm learning. No. The Me'iri says, Beferish, in Meseches Chagiga, Osik B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah, does not apply to Talmud Torah. Because the whole purpose of Torah is to do. So, that's a difficult line. The Rambam, Mistama, holds of that, but Dafka here, he quotes that principle. Osik B'mitzvah, Patam B'mitzvah, by mitzvahs, surely by Talmud Torah, in a specific context, when it comes to getting married. So he says you're allowed to delay. Doesn't say to be mevata, but the delay. But then the next line, mi shechashka nafshu b'Torah tamid v'shaga b'keben azai. He's totally, right, he can't do anything else in life. He's totally focused. V'nidvak b'kol yama v'lo nase isha. The Rambam's lashon is not mutter. The Rambam just says, if somebody's in this state, ein biyado avon. That's his lashon. He's not sinning. V'hu shalo yehi yitzro misgaber alav, as long as his yitzro isn't misgaber on him. But if it's misgaber, chayav lisa isha v'chulu. So the Rambam has a pretty bidyevid way of formulating ben azai. Okay, he's not a sinner. But it's not really the best thing to do. But that's ben azai. Nafshi chashka b'torah. Rebbe Elchanan formulates this as, v'nira de'be'emes ki hai gavna eino pater mitzvah sama torah. He's not really pater from the mitzvah, but he's an anus. It's not that he's pater. That's what the Rambam says, ein biyado avon. What does ein biyado avon means? He's not going to get punished for it because he's not gonna, whenever you're an ones, right, you can't, it's out of your control. El dinechshav ka'anus bebitula ukolashen Rambam ein biyado avon. V'hainu deben aza, he was so dovuk patora, he couldn't be misiach das. He couldn't help himself. He couldn't separate from his dveikus that he had. The Ritva here says beferish. We, even in the times of the Ritva, we don't have ben azais anymore. So nobody should, chas v'shalom, use ben azais' excuse of, oh, you know, I'm on the level, so I don't have to, you know, bring up a family. I could just sit and learn all day and not worry about my family. Sorry?
He should be father from all mitzvahs.
At least this one. No, because this one is a mitzvah that if he does, is going to affect him for the rest of his life. Parnasa, lulav is 10 seconds. That's why I think this one is different. So that's what he says. Beferish, he says, "Aval betosos kasu." I'm reading the Ritva. She'ein bedoros halalu mishiyacholios kebenazai. Afilu inyun zeh va'aser lo adam lishtos shum davar. And by the way, says the Ritva, it's also for a person to make themselves impotent. Lishtos shum davar shiyakru kedei lasuk b'Torah. Right, he doesn't want to spend his time doing homework with the kids and v'chulu. And so, you know, chas v'shalom. If you want, somebody wants to take something afterwards so that he doesn't have as much taiva he talks about, okay, that's something to talk about. But just to be like Ben Azai, Bezman Azeh says the Ritva is not halachically acceptable. One other fascinating discussion by Rabbi Yosef Engel. It would be him to bring this up. He quotes, Nira Be'inai. Yesh Lomar, Shekiyim b'limud Torah me'ein mitzvahs piri yavarivya. Ben Azai wasn't mekayim, the real mitzvah of Talmud of Puravu, but through his mechadesh chidushim, he gave birth to chidushi Torah, so that itself is a partial kiyim of Ben Azai. Partial, right, like the Gemara says elsewhere, that Shabbos, right, the Gemara in Brachas of Mem Zayin, he says, Shnayim b'Shabbos mitztarfin, for a zimun. What does that mean? Right, you have a zimun with Shabbos. So Shabbos gavra who has the Gemara. Eleima shnei talmidei chachamim mechadadim zeh b'halacha mitztarfim. Right, there's a bria that's called a chidushei Torah. That's a bria alma halacha hamisyaledes meis talmid chacham ketoladas gavra chashvin Allah. Right, what does the Gemara say? Gemara says in Sanhedrin, if I teach my friend's child Torah kiilu yilado. Right, that's why based on the Rashi by Moshe and Aaron, right, if somebody doesn't have children, right, Rachman al-Islan, right, if they didn't say so, they could be teach Torah, they could be Mechadish Chidushim. So, at least on a partial level. So then he asks, would this excuse of Ben Azai have been good enough for Yibum as well? Fine, getting married in general. Okay, Nafshi Chashka b'Torah. And if you have Rabbi Chanan, I guess it would definitely apply because you're an Ones. But would you have to try to overcome your state of ones to fulfill the chiyuv of yibum? Is that stronger? Because, right, mishamaya hiknu lo. So is that stronger? That's his suffix. Says, I'm not sure if you would be able to use the ben azai excuse if you're in that state for yibum. Yesh la safik bahad de mitzvahs yibum kodemas la mitzvahs chalitza. Hecha da hayavam ugavar rabba ke ben azai iyacha lifterat smomi mitzvahs yibum shlo liyam ro rach lachlos. By the way, also, you also have another choice here. Does chalitza plus Nafshi Chashka b'Torah went out over Yibam, which is usually Mitzvah Yibam, Kodem L'Mitzvah Chalitza. So he says that's the question. He says, L'fiyane Yizdaiti, I don't think it's going to work. Because Yibam is about Hakama Shem Achiv. And even if you want to say your Chidushi Torah is like Puravu, it's like your kids, it's not like your brother's kids. And therefore, he says, I don't think it would override Yibam, and therefore, and he quotes from his son-in-law, Rav Menachem Mendel, Hey Rudy, the Tainus Ben Azai Hare Haisa Rak Efshi Laolam, she's Kaima de Achirim, Vizelo Shayab Yibum, Vinachona, Vichulu. It's Gedioni Ashas, fascinating discussion relating to this issue. Again, the issue of Osik Batorah Patam and a Mitzvah is a big discussion. We'll see if we have time a little bit later. So let's get back to our Gemara. So if somebody's not Osik in Puravu, it's either Ki'ilu Shofech Damim or Mima'i Didmus. Three lines from the bottom. Tanya Idach. Rabbi Eliezer Almayer. Kol mi she'ein lo Osik Bapir Yavarivya Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. She'emer Shofech Dam Ha'adam V'samech Levatem Puruva Chulu. It's fascinating that out of all the Tanoim that we can have in this discussion, Ben Azai is the one that makes this that was involved in this conversation. Right? It was not by chance that it happened, but dafka him, because we needed to learn this this halacha. Tan Rabbanon Yovnucha Yomar Shuva Hashem Revos Alpha Yisrael. Right, the pasuk in Baloscha, when the Aaron rested. Shuva Hashem. So it was announced. He announced, he, Moshe Rabbeinu, returned. Rivavos Alfei Yisrael. The Rivavos, the multitudes, the thousands of Yisrael. Malamed. What do you learn from that pasuk? Shein Shechina Shora. Alpachos Mishnei Alafim. Mishnei Rivavos Mi Yisrael. Because from that pasuk, you see, there was Hashras Hashechina. Shuva Hashem. We learn the Shechina is at Shora, except on minimum 22,000 amongst Am Yisrael. Hare Shahayu Yisrael Shnei Alafim V'Shnei Revos Chaser Achas. What if it's 21,999? So you see, it prevents the Shechina from coming. So you see, one child prevents the Shechina. V'zeh lo asak b'peri v'rivya lo nimsa zeh gorm l'shechina shetesalag miYisrael. So you see, one person has such an effect, right? If you have 22,000 minus one, it would not be the same level of Hashras Hashchina. Obviously, the Gemara says that there's Hashras Hashchina, you know, right here, we're having a shir. There's Hashras Hashchina. There's different levels of Hashras Hashchina. There's Hashras Hashchina when there are 10 people learning, when there are 3 people learning, even one person. Right? B'chal makam asher azki reshmi, avo elech uverachticha. Right? Even one person. But there are different levels of Hashras Hashchina. The Sha'arei Tzion, which is the Tshuva Sefer of the Rav of the Kotel. Rav Rabinovich, it's in Agdama of that Sefer, he talks about this idea. He says, we daven every day, we want to see you. But don't we pass on like the Rambam? That Kitsha, right, Kedusha Shniyah is Kitsha Lasilavo. And that's why there's Hashras Hashchina now in, on Makom Harabayis right now. So what do you mean? We're, there aren't 22,000 Jews there. So he discusses, there's different intensities of Hashras Hashchina, whatever that means. But there's a certain level of Hashras Hashchina that only comes when there are 22,000 Jews, right? That's it. It doesn't come, only 10. But we have to try to get as many as we can. So if somebody could have 10 people learning, somebody could have 22,000 people together, right? So that is something that one has to try to achieve. So even missing one person, you know, it makes a difference, right? Even if you have 22,000 Jews together, you make a bracha, as we know. One knows what bracha does one say? The Gemara says in brachas, haroeh sheish, obviously, Sheishmeos, somebody sees 600,000. 600,000, and then the Gemara talks about 22,000 also in brachas. The Rambam form, but the Rambam adds in one formulation when you see multitudes. I just want to get the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos brachas. Here he talks about the 600,000 level. Haroa Sheishmeos, Elef, Bnei Adam, Ke'echad, Im Gayim, Im Omer, you say one bracha, Vim Yisrael, Haim, Ube Eretz Yisrael, Mivarech, Baruch Hashem, Chacham Harazim. There's a big discussion in the Rishonim, where the Rambam gets this from, Ube Eretz Yisrael. You see multitudes of Jews, right here is talking about 600,000, that's that Gemara in Brachas, right? But there's another, the last Gemara in Nida talks about 22,000. But you say only in Eretz Yisrael. Where does the Rambam get that from? The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says, if you see a large amount of Jews, it seems to be something unique and special about Jews in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rambam. Maybe it came from a story there that the Jews were on Har Abayis, but large multitudes of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, whether it's 600,000 like that halacha, or there's 22,000, so that is something unique. There are halachas of Jews in Eretz Yisrael, separate from Mitzvot Atulias Baretz. Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibur, the concept of Smicha, only being in Eretz Yisrael, even though that's not a Mitzvah Atulias Baretz, because there's a concept of Tzibur, Ikri Kaho, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Weiter. Abachan and Amr Mishum Rabbi Elezer. We'll get back to that concept a little bit later. Chayev Misa. Abachan said if somebody's not Osek, he's Chayev Misa. Shenemar Uvanim Lo Hayu Lahem. Right? They did not have children, hayu lahem banim lo mesu, right? They wouldn't have died if they would have had children, right? Discussing the beginning of the Bnei Aaron. Acherim omrim gorim l'shchina shetistalik miYisrael shenemar liyos l'chal elokim ulazaracha acharecha. It causes the Shechina to be removed, right? Hashem tells Avraham, liyos l'chal elokim, I'll be for you for a god, ulazaracha acharecha, and to your seed after you. So if you have seed, then I'll be for you for your god. Bizman shezaracha acharecha shechina shoreh, ein zaracha acharecha, al mi shoreh, al eisim al avanim. Right? Sarcastic, rhetorical question. Where's the Shechina gonna go? In the next generation. So that's why one has a chiyuv to try to bring children into the next generation for the Hashkoras Hashchina to be Chal on. Good. Says the Mishnah. Right? We still have a couple of Mishnahis left. We still have the mitzvah of Puravu on men and not women. That's coming up, Bez Hashem, on the last daf. The last daf of the Perak on daf Samachay. Tomorrow's daf, Bez Hashem. But today we have the following Mishnah. Nasa Isha Vishaha Yimash Neimasar Shava Eser Shanim Velo Yalda. A man's married and he's married for 10 years and did not have a child. Eino Rashoi Levatel. He's not allowed to be Mavatel from the Mitzvah Puravu. Meaning he has to do something. What does he have to do? Rashi, top line. Ela O Yigarshena O Yisa Acheres Ima. You have to figure something out. To either divorce her and marry somebody else or just add on another wife. A man can be married to two wives, so he's not allowed to be mevatel if he never, he has not had a child. There is a machlokas rishonim. What if he had one child? The language of the Mishnah is velo yalda. Did not have a child. What if he had a child but was not mekayem mitzvah puravu? What if he had five boys? Right? What if he had six girls? Still was not mekayem mitzvah puravu. So he said, 10 years, haven't filled the mitzvah. Says the Rashba, no. Even if you only have one child, that's enough. That's enough to knock out the 10 years. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. But says the Rashba, at least in a day, it's Machlokas, we've shown him here, but the Rashba says, at least in one day, even one child would prevent the clock from ticking. Right? Clock does not tick if one doesn't have a child, even though, again, so it's not totally on Puravu, but Dafka, says the Rashba. Read his Lashon. That's the Diak from the language of Velo Yalda. Umi d'tani v'asisa Velo Yalda, mashma dafka kol shelo Yalda. Ha Yalda, v'yesh lo v'lad chai, afilu echad, ein kofen osa lahotzi. V'yavo bisha motziin mimenu zu shelo Yalda klal, ashi yulo zachar achar nekevos ka'ach me'acheres, v'kal macham, kivin shi Yalda lo, zu ein motziin osa heimena. And this is v'efshar to say the opposite, but this is what I think, says the Rashba. And the Ritva adds on also the other case that I mentioned. If you have all boys, right? Also, there's no chiyuv to be motzi because one did have children. Let's finish the Mishnah and then we'll talk about Lamaisa Bizman Azeh. We'll need an Eben Ezer. Says the Mishnah, Girsha Mutar Zlinase Lacher. If he divorces his wife, then he is mutter. She is mutter to marry somebody else. We don't say, she didn't have kids, then forget she can't marry anybody. No, maybe it's his fault. The husband's fault that he didn't have children. Right? So that's why she can marry somebody else. For Asher Yasheni L'Shalzima Yudshanim. And the second husband could also keep her for 10 years. And if she has a type of miscarriage, the 10 years start from there. Period. The big discussion here in the Rishonim and the Poskim is, so what if Bezman Hazeh? What if Bezman Hazeh? So, to divorce a woman, one is allowed to divorce that woman, Bezman Hazeh. But what about taking another wife? Right? So we usually, you know, Rashi says, okay, take another wife. Rashi lived after Rabbeinu Gershom. Right? So it says just take another wife. So what about Bizman Hazeh? Does the issue of Cherim de Rabbeinu Gershom take precedence over where the halachi is mechayev you? Or not? So the Ritva here says, Umihu, the afalpi, he says, Im shneihem misratzim bedavar, v'hu knows the isha acheres, ein bezin kofenos olagarish. Bezin does not force it to get divorced if he takes another wife. The afalpi shehechrim rabbeinu gershim b'yeshivas kamachachamim shelo yisa adam isha lishto, says the Ritva, b'chiha lo tikin rabbeinu zal. In this type of case, it's allowed, says the Ritva. V'chein katsvi rabbani tzarfas b'tshuva. And then he brings a raya from the Gemara later on. That is the language of the Ritva in a case where halacha demands. And there's nothing wrong with your husband and wife. The halacha demands, so one would be able to do this. Says the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning. First he talks about in the beginning, in Siman Aleph. Rabbeinu Gershom Hechrim al Nosi al Ishto Avo Biyavama lo Hechrim V'chein Barusa. Right, the Shulchan Aruch in general is more mako on Yibum issues. The Rama Yesh Cholkim V'sfira Le Decherim Rabbeinu Gershom Noheg Afilu B'makam Mitzvah V'afilu B'makam Yibum V'tzarech Lachlotz. Right, that's in general, by Yibam Chalitza. By relatives of Yibam. Even if you want to talk about Yibam, but not Bisman Rabbeinu Gershom. And that's in the beginning, Simen Aleph. If you look later on, in Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, all the way later on in Hilchos Yibam, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Yud, Shulchan Aruch says, Nasha Isha, V'shasi Mo Yud Shanim, V'lo Yalda, Yoti V'ding Suba, O Yisa Isha Ru'u Yalaleid, V'im Lo Ratza, Kofanos Vashi Yotzi, V'im Amar Eini Bala, Eini Shulchan Yimah, B'fnei Edim, V'chulu, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Yisa Isha Haru Yaleleid Rama. Then he quotes our Rashba as the, if you had a child, there's no problem. And then he says that Bizman Hazeh Ein Ogin Lach of Klal. Bizman Hazeh, we don't do this. And the Rama says also elsewhere that we don't pass it, that the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom is pushed aside. We do say again, it's a Machlokas Aposkin, but we generally say that. Is in effect in all cases, at least according to Ashkenazic custom. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Nasa Isha Veshasa Yimar Eser Shana Velo Yolda Yolta V'Yitin Ksuba, Shem Alo Zachali Banos Mimena. You have to divorce her, but you have to pay her the Ksuba. Why? Who says it is her fault, and she should be divorced without a Ksuba? Maybe it's kind of like a combination of the husband and the wife not being able to reproduce. So you have to pay the ksuba. Raya davar zeicha davar. And even though there's no raya to this 10 years, but there is a hint to it in the Torah. From who? From Avram Avinu. Because Eser Shanim Losheves Avram be'eretz Kanan. After 10 years in Eretz Kanan. Lulamedcha, she'en yeshivas chutzlaris ololom in aminyin. Yeshivas chutzlaris didn't count, and he counted 10 years, so that's a remez lefichach. Therefore, what do you see from the fact that if there's another excuse like living in chutz la'aretz, then that doesn't go into the count? So other excuses also lefichach. Chalahu o shachalsahi o shneim chavushim beiso asurim. If there's some other reason why they're not able to have children, ein olam min aminyan. That doesn't count, right? It doesn't take off from the numbers. Amale, we'll talk about that line soon. Let's just finish first. Amale, Rabbi Lord Nachman, why did we learn from Avram Avinu 10 years? V'leilav mi Yitzchak, why did we learn from Yitzchak 20 years? D'chziv, v'hi Yitzchak ben arba'im shana v'kachto es Rivka. We know of a gomer, he was 40 years old. V'chziv, v'hi Yitzchak ben shishim shana b'ledos osam. Right, 60 years when Yaakov and Esav were born. So you see, he was 20 years, not just 10. So Amale, Yitzchak akar haya. Don't bring me rice from Yitzchak. He was akur. He was created impotent, and it was mamish and nace. So he was different. So Yachi Avram Nami Akar Hayat. Well, that was an Avram also. He also was impossible to have children. The Gemara said no. Rashi explains the next line of the Gemara as, really, we learned it from Avraham. The psukim by Yitzchak, why did it say Yitzchak was 60? That's to teach me something else. That's to help me with the math to figure out how many years Yaakov was in Shem Ve'ever and how many years he was by Lavan. That's why this pasuk is quoted. But not to teach me anything about the Puravu elements. Ha'umi bar lele k'di Rav Chiya bar Abba. Tam Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. Lama nimnu shosav shal Yishmael. K'di l'yachis ben shosav shal Yaakov. And Rashi quotes the Gemara elsewhere that works out based on the psukim by Yishmael and by Yitzchak how old Yaakov was by every stage of his life. So really, the makar though is from Avraham Avinu. A little bit more. Amar Rav Yitzchak Avinu. Interesting, Rabbi Yitzchak is telling us about Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu Akar Haya. Shneamar, how do you know he was an Akar? By Yehaser Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto. Yitzchak davens to Hashem opposite his wife. Al Ishto Lo Nemar. It doesn't say on or about his wife. It doesn't say he's davening about his wife. El Lenochach Melameit Sheshneam Akurim Hayu. It's opposite. They were parallel. Right? They were next to each other. They had the same problems. You see, he was Akar too. Ihachi vayaser lo, vayaser lo hemi baile. Hashem was entreated to both of them. Should it just be to him? So lefi sheina doma tefila sadik ben sabik, the tefila sadik ben rasha. Eino doma. Hashem listened to his tefilas. This is a much discussed line in the Mefarshim on Chumash. Rashi quotes this line on Chumash because, after all, don't we say that sometimes, maybe in a certain sense, right? But welcome shabali tshuva omdim ein tzadikim geburim yichol la mocham. So why is it something about tefillah specifically? tefila itself, there's a concept of schus avos by tefila. Schus, parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. General spiritual level, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. Regarding a general spiritual level, a Baal Tshuva, as the Gemara says in Yuma, can be on an even higher level. But in terms of tefila, there's a certain element of purity. What do we daven every Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? So we see there's an element of schus avos, specifically by having tefilas answered. And that's what the Gemara is mentioning. Period. Amar, let's stop there for 1 second. Let's go back. There's a machlokas Rishonim. The Gemara says that the years of Golos did not apply to Avram Avinu and the count didn't start. So does that mean that Bizman Hazeh, any Jew who's living in Golos, he never has an excuse, oh, it's been 10 years, but he's living in Golos. But as you everybody had, that's Talach Lamaisa. Or was there something unique to Avram Avinu? Says the Rush, right here, it was unique to Avram Avinu. Says the Rush, he had, besides the general chosen land, he had a specific tzivui. Velo, he quotes, v'yesh rotzim lomar. Dahai dina, this is in Simon Yud Beis, Dahai dina desha yimas hashanim eino noi b'chutz la'aretz. De talinan ba'onesh diras chutz la'aretz. The whole idea of halach of 10 years doesn't apply in chutz la'aretz, because you see from Avraham Avinu. Says the Rosh, I don't agree. Velo mistavra klal lahoros kein, sheyevatel adam, ipir yevarivya, besvara re'u azu. So somebody will stay married for 40 years because, I'm living in chutz la'aretz. So first of all, the Rosh doesn't say this. It's like, okay, so move. Right? If you have a mitzvah that you can't do, so you might say, well, you can't do Shumas and Maestros, you can't do... Okay, so you're not in the situation. But either way, back to the Rush. The Rush says that's not true anyway. You see, many Jews, Baruch Hashem, have many children in Chutz La'aretz. The Rush says, and my family, look at my son. Right, he doesn't quote him, but the tour. That's a pretty big son. The potent period of Arivia. Right, oh, so one in a million doesn't have kids. It's because we're living in Chutz La'aretz. So what about all the neighbors? It's very difficult to say, you know, that in general we could use this excuse. V'gam kol elu amoraim de bavel, de shaklu v'tari b'haidina, kulon l'bnei Eretz Yisrael, shaklu v'tari v'lo lahem. Rabbi Abba Bar Zabda, Rabbi Gunavan Ahmed Beis, he says, why don't you move? It's not going to work. He lived in Chutz La'aretz. V'mashalo also la'avrim yeshivas Chutz La'aretz. Lefisha tziva lo hamakom lech lecha me'artzacha el ha'aretz asher ha'ekov in his atzel v'lo halach v'yaf achar shabol eretz Yisrael chazal l'mkomo. Bris ben Abbasarim, he went back, right, this is a machlo discussion in the Ramban, in the end of Parshas Noach, v'lech lecha, did Avram go right away, did he go to Haran and then stop? I'll discuss exactly his travels. But the Rosh is of the opinion that he didn't go that second. So he says, Avram Avinu specifically had the tzivui, the personal tzivui of going, and that's why it did not count. But Bizman Hazeh, one wouldn't say that. The Ramban is not as extreme. The Ramban says, while one is living in Chutz La'aretz, then you do have to have the halacha, like the Rush says. But he does say then, once you go to Eretz Yisrael, you can start the clock again. Because the schus of Eretz Yisrael might allow a person to have a child there. So he doesn't say that, it doesn't say as far as the Rush, but he says once you go, it would apply. There's a beautiful Panim Yafos, I saw last night. Panim Yafos, the Rebbe, the Baal HaFla, mentions in Parshas Yer next year, we just missed it, Parshas Vayetze. Right, Rachel Imenu says, Vatomer El Yaakov, Havali Banim, Vim Ayin Mesa Anochi. What does that mean? Rachel wants to get back to Eretz Yisrael. Rachel knows that the schus of Eretz Yisrael could be waiting for her to have a child. If you don't take me back, v'mayin, mesa anochi. Why? Because the Gemara says, if you're not osikin peravu, kilu, right? It's like you're dead. So says the, and he has in one more chazal. Let me just read it. The chet yeshivas chutz la'aretz garamlo, v'savra, shevibnei chetzeh, humaniyas leidasa. Yaakov, know why we're having kids? Maybe it's this chet. Vim yivrach v'yale la'eretz Yisrael tolid. And if she goes to Eretz Yisrael, she'll be molin. Right? One might say that later on in history that we know who were the ones who were mechabiv the aretz. Right? The Yosef and Ephraim, right? The Bnei Ephraim. They wanted to get out of Mitzrayim early. They wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Right? And Menashe. Right? You gotta work out with the Bnei Slavchad. Came from Menashe. So Yosef, right? This is Rachel. Rachel Imenu. So it goes all the way back to Rachel. Rachel's like, I want to get back to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe in that schus. And then she says, Va'otaina, since you're being ma'acher nidro, the Gemara says, Bavo nidarim ishto shalada mesa, so that's why she says, V'mayin mesa anochi. So, then that's what she says. What does Yaakov say? Hasachas elokim ani? What's that answer? So Yaakov Avinu says the Panim Yafis. He says, She'ein yeshivas chutzlaretz olam evidence chutzlaretz utachas hamazolos. Avo be'eretz Yisrael is tachas Hashem Yisbarach ba'atzmo. Right, that's why HaKadosh, right, there's no mazolos. But Yaakov Avinu says, v'kivin shomer chazal, and you think, let me just, before you get to what he answered, the mafteach of childbirth is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Dafka, he's in Eretz Yisrael. Dafka, there's no in-between, there's no intermediaries. So that's why Eretz Yisrael has a special schus, because it's direct hashkacha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the keys to childbirth, as the Gemara says in Tainis, and that's why I want to go there. But Yaakov Avinu answers and says that, Shafilu by bitzadikim, afilu biyosam b'chutzlaretz, yosim Hashem baruch hu shmo alav kamo be'eretz Yisrael. And that's what he says. Asachas olkim anochi, shein ani tachas amazal, tachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo. Hashem promised me this is going to be with me directly. So you're right. I understand the general schus of chutzlaretz, but that's what Hashem promised me. So if you're going to have a baby, you're going to have a baby here too. So that's the panim yafos in parshas Vayetze. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Yitzchak mibnei. Why were they akurim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'aveh l'tfilas in shal tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires the tefillah of tzadikim. He yearns for them. He could give them the presents, but he yearns for them. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, lama nim shalom tefillas in shal tzadikim ka'asar. Why are the tefillas of tzadikim compared to a pitchfork? A big fork that you move a straw with. Just like this pitchfork moves tfuah from place to place, so too the tefillos of tzaddikim move HaKadosh Baruch Hu, move the midas from midas ha-ragzonis to midas ha-rachamim. So the famous shaila of the Sefer HaIkarim, what, tefillah changes God? God changes his mind. Over and over again, Hashem changes his mind. How can Hashem change his mind? If we deserve it, we deserve it without the tefillah. If we don't deserve it, we're not going to get it even with the tefillah. So explains the Sefer Ikarim, probably a famous passage in Sefer Ikarims. He says, tefillah doesn't change God. Tefillah changes us. We're different people after we daven. Right? His palel is to reflexive, is to self-judge ourselves. And therefore, if the gzera was on Rosner A, but I'm Rosner B after the tefillah. So that's how tefillah works. So we shouldn't take this more literally of tefillah changes midas ragzonis to midas rachmanis. No, it's because we're changed. And we're supposed to be different people after the davening. That's why Hashem is a result of that. So that's why he could change to the midas rachmanis. Fine. Amar Rabbi Ami, Avram Bisara, Tumtumin Hayu, Avram Bisara. Again, the Gemara is going through all different physical qualities why they couldn't have children. And that was made the nace even bigger. And that's why you think of, we read like Sarah laughed. Why didn't she believe Avram Hashem? How am I going to ever have children? It's been 90 years and I've been a Tumtum, meaning I don't have physical, you know, reproductive normal organs. Tumtum. So that's why she laughed. She's like, what are you, crazy? How is that going to be? Shenemar, not chas v'shalom, are you crazy? But just she was laughing. She couldn't believe it. Where is that alluded to? Habitu al tzur chutzavchtem. Look at the rock that has been carved out. V'al makeves tzbur nukartem. So you see it was hollowed out and carved out. So you see there was something physical that Hashem had to do to them. V'ksiv habitu el Avraham avichem al sarah tchol alchem. Good. Amram Nachman Amar Rabba Bavua Sarah Imenu Islandess Isa. She was an islandess. Says the Iyun Yaakov. So wasn't it a mechatos, the whole marriage? Well, the answer is Avram Avinu realized it afterwards and he stayed married to her. Meaning he realized it was still okay. He wanted to stay married to her. So they turned into a good marriage. Shenemar Vatihi Sarai Akara Ein La Valad. Right? Akara means Ein La Valad. What is that extra adding? Afilu Beis Vlad Ein La. She didn't have a uterus. She didn't have anything. She couldn't have. That was the tremendous nace. Amar Rav Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shelas Mishmei De Rav Lo Shanu. When do we say that the rule is 10 years? Ela Bedaras Harishonim Sheshno Seyen Merubos. That's only when people used to live till like 800, right? So that's when you could say 10 years is you could wait that long. Ava Bedaras Achronim Sheshno Seyen Muatos. But in the later generations where we have a much shorter lifespan, Shtei Shanim Umechsa, you only have 30 months. 30 months. Keneged shloshi iburim. For 3 ibors. Right? To have 3 pregnancies. Right? 27 chadashim Rashi says for 3 pregnancies. And then 1 month in between for Yemei Tumah Vatara. Right? So 33 or 66, depending on. But he says 30 months. That's what you have. Rabba Omar Rav Nachmin. Shaloshanim. 3 years. right? Not 30 months, 3 years. Keneged, Shalosh Pekidos. So you could have three Rosh Hashanahs in your marriage. Because Rosh Hashanah is a special day when Hashem remembers barren women. Shinda Amar Mar, as we learned, Barosh Hashanah, Nifkidu, Sarah, Rachel, Vechana. That's what we lane about them. Amar Rabba, listen, Ulani Klali, I disagree with my colleagues. I argue that you're going to make it shorter. Why, Michdi, Masnis and Mantakin, who wrote the Mishnah? Rebbe, Rebbe Yudanasi. Right, and when he wrote it, people didn't live so long. Vahabi made David him at Shani, and already the time of David HaMelech, we went down to Chsiv, Yemeshino Seinavim Shivim Shana, Vimbik Vershmanim Shana. So you already see then, from David HaMelech, life is already 70 and 80 years. So, and still David, and Rabbi Yudanasi wrote 10 years, so that's why that is the rule. Vahai, now the Gemara says, back to the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say that he divorces her with a ksuba? V'hai, shema lo zacha libana semena, v'dema ido zachya. But maybe it's her fault. And therefore, hamosi mechaveiro lav araya. Right, if you don't know, why don't we believe in muchzuk? Why don't we believe in muchzuk? Answer, e, kiva de lo mifkata, per yivariv yelo miyansha. It can't be that she's going to be punished for something she's not commanded it. Right, we'll see on tomorrow's daf that she's not mitzuben peruvu. So therefore, it's impossible that she isn't going to be answered. The Gemara might have been able to answer also something else, that a ksuba is not regular muhsak. Maybe you could read between the lines here. That a ksuba is muhsak by the husband, but it's also kind of semi, even if you don't say, kala ome ligvos kagavu dami, even if you don't go that far, but it could be the woman has certain rights to her ksuba more than a regular baal chov has to his getting paid back. Could be. Weiter. Eini, so now we're back. Eini, is this really true? We're going back to the Mishnah. Is this really true that you would marry someone else? V'ha'amru le'rabban le'rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, nasiv itza v'olid bani. Why don't you get married and have some kids? V'ha'amru, when he says, izakai havili mikamaisa. If I would be zochah to have children, I would have had it from my first wife. So you see, he's taking the blame, and he's not marrying another wife. So Gemara says, hasen d'chuyi kamadchi l'rabbanan, there, you know, he was just pushing off the rabbis because he knew he wasn't going to have kids anyway. Because he was part of that shear. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Yaga Pirkei Ravuna. He was also, he became nekar from being in Ravuna shear and he couldn't leave. And he lost because of the sickness that he had to go to the bathroom and he couldn't. Right? We don't exactly understand this today, but that is the that would happen. And then the Gemara lists off the whole shear. Rav Gidel Yaakov Yipirkei D'Ravuna. Rav Chelbo Yaakov Yipirkei D'Ravuna. I don't know if Rav Huna was aware of this. Rav Sheishas Yaakov Yipirkei D'Ravuna. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. Ach Desei Sus Kinta. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he got sick with this, but before he became the last final step impotent, Taliyah Ba'arzu De Beirav. They hung him up. They hung him up from somewhere, and V'nafak Minei Kehutza Yarka. This green, large, leafy substance came out of his body, and in that way he was saved from becoming sterile. Amar Vacha Bar Yaakov, and he said, Shisin Savi Avina, there were 60 rabbis in our shir. Vakulu Yaakov, Yipirkei D'Ravuna, they all got sick. They all lost it. Levar Me'ana, except for me. Dekaimi Ben Afshoi, but I was Mekaim about with myself. HaChachma Techaya Baleha. I was wise. I was wise enough to be Roe Es Hanola. What does that mean? So we discussed in yesterday's daf. It means it wasn't like, right, there's an Isser of Altashaksu. Right, there's an Isser Daraisa. But despite the Molda Nafsho Seichen, the answer is, as some Achronim explained, it wasn't that they did on purpose, they just lost themselves. They lost themselves in the Torah, and they didn't realize what was happening. But Rav Acha knew, and the Ben Yoyada says, the problem wasn't only that they lost themselves, but there were so many people that were sitting in the front row, they couldn't leave. So Rav Acha says, I used to come a little late, so I used to sit in the back, so when I had to go to the bathroom, I could go out. So he said, that's what I did. He said, it's always great to sit in the front, but if you're not going to be able to get out, Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda said, he sat in the back. That was the chachma that he had. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Girsha Mutera. So we start today. The sugis of Chazaka. Girsha Mutera Svechudo. The Mishnah said, he could get married, his wife, he didn't have kids, so he could get married once, he could get married twice. So, Shani in Shlishi Lo. So only twice. Matziz and Mani, Rebbe. Our Mishnah must be assuming like Rebbe, Detanya, as Rebbe, Machlokes. Rebbe says a Chazok is even with two. Mala Harishon Vameis, Shani Vameis. If the second child dies from Bris Mila, Shlishi Lo Tamul Divrei Rebbe. The third son is not allowed to get a Bris Mila. Not allowed to get. because chazaka, pikuach nefesh. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, shlishi tamal, revi lo tamal. No, it's only, you need three to be a chazaka. Ay vatanya ifcha, don't we have an opposite formulation of the machlokas? Hey minayu achranisa. Well, you gotta figure out which one is last. The second formulation, mistam, is the more authoritative one. So let's see, which one was last? Tashma, damar, Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rebbe Yochanan. Maise, barba achios, bit Sipori. Four sisters in Sipori. Shemala Rishon of Ames. Shni of Ames. Shlishes of Ames. Revius, Basla Bir Shimon Gamliel. Three baby boys died. The fourth one, the Kemp of Shimon Gamliel, Amar Lo Altamuli, says no. So you see, Rebbe Shimon Gamliel is the one that says three is a chazaka. Says the Gemara, Bidilma, Iasi, Shlishes, Nami, Avi, Amar Lo. Maybe it just happened that way. If they would have come before the third one, he also would have said no. So Gemara says, "Mkein my ashadu say Rebbe Chiya bar Abba." Then what's the point of the story? There must be a chiddush of the story, so it must be to tell me that he holds three as a chazaka. Says the Gemara, "Maybe not." V'dilma hakam ashvulan ta'achios machaskos. Maybe the chiddush is that these four babies weren't brothers; they were cousins. And the chiddush is that because their mothers were sisters, that's good enough to create the chazaka for the family. Maybe that's the chiddush. So again, no raya that Rav Shimon Gamliel says what he says. Amar Rava, Hasha Damrit Achios Machaskos. Now that you've said that, we just learn Lo Yisa Adam Isha Lo Mi Mashpachas Nichbin V'Lo Mi Mashpachas Mitzarayin V'Hu De'is Chazik Plus Azimni. Right? That says Rava that you see this familial establishments of Chazaka, and if there's a certain family genetic disease, then you have to take that into account when one gets married. Right? If everybody else in the family has it, right? It's good advice. Period. My Havi Allah, just one more minute. So what are we paskin? So, okay, we don't have a maskana about Rebbe Yerushalayim Gamliel, about who says what. But what are we paskin? Ki asa Rav Yisrael bar Yosef Amar, Uv da Havi Kamid Rebbe Yochanan, Bekinishta de Ma'on b'Yom HaKippurim Shachal Yes B'Shabbos. There was a story with Rebbe Yochanan about a mila that took place on Yom Kippur Shabbos. Umala Rishona v'meis, Shnia v'meis, and there were two twice that the baby died. Shlishis Baal Lefanav Amar La L'Chiyum Oli. And she came with her baby, and he said, yes, get a bris milah, even though the first two died. Amar le'avaya chazi, the kasharas isura, visakanta. Abaya says, whoa, you will not do an isur, because he's doing it on Shabbos, and it's a sakana. So, samach le'avaya, Abaya said, Abaya was surprised about it, but he was so meich on this, and said, not two, but only three. And what happened? He married someone, whose husbands, two of them had died. Vazal Nasval Lachoma, Choma was his wife's name. Barta, the daughter of the Isi Breder of Yisla, Breder of Yehuda. De Nasval Rechava de Bubadisa, Vishachiv, he had died. Rev Yisla, Breder of Barbarachana, Vishachiv, and he had died. Venasvalu, and Abaya married her, because, you know, two was out of Chazaka. Rachman al Islan, Vishachiv, Abaya died. Amar Rava, Umika de Avid Uvda Benafshiki, hi, Abaya did it. He passed it like himself, right? He trusted the halacha. And look what happened. Why didn't he realize that this was a mistake? He's the one that said that whenever Avin quotes something in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you can rely on it. But not Yitzchak Sumka. And Avin Yeshem B'Chazara, Avin always does Chazara on his stories. So you can trust them. Yitzchak Sumka Eino B'Chazara. Right? It's not B'Chazara. I mean, he doesn't review it, and therefore it's not as reliable. So he is upset that Abaya followed his own svara. Last line, we'll leave it with a question. Va'od, and also Rava was upset about. Amar de pligi l'inyan mila. Fine by bris mila. Right, there was an argument. And maybe there's someone that says you could do the bris on the third one. Benisuin mi pligi. But by marriage, do they also argue by marriage? And the Gemara is about to answer. No, let's just read it. In, yes, they also argue by marriage. Vatanya. This is the Risha of Ameis, Lashani, the Ameis, Lashlishi, Lo Tinase, Divrei Revi. Rishon Gamliel, Lo Mer, Lashlishi, Tinase, Lurevi, Lo Tinase. So this is a machlokas. We've got to talk about this measure more tomorrow, relating to Chazakos, 2, 3. We're going to get into Vestos. We're going to get into, oxen. Right, get into, important, items in the last full daf. Here in Perek HaBal Yevimto. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, we thank the Kubieski family for sponsoring this month's daf in commemoration of Jonah Kubieski's attainment of Shnas Gevurah.